dad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door. I polished up that handle so carefully, but now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. I served the writs with a smile so bland, and I copied all the letters in a big round hand. I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Serving writs, I made such a name that an article clerk I soon became. I wore clean collars and a brand new suit for the pass examination at the Institute. Said pass examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Pass examination did so well for me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Of legal knowledge, I acquired such a grip that they took me into the partnership. And that junior partnership, I ween, was the only ship that I ever had seen.
The only ship we ever had seen.
But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
But that kind of ship so suited me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
I grew so rich that I was sent by a pocket borough into Parliament. I always voted at my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all. I thought so little, they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Thought so little, they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Now, landsmen all, whoever you may be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fettered to an office stool, be careful to be guided by this golden rule.
Be careful to be guided by this golden rule.
Stick close to your desks and never go to sea, and you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
Stick close to your desks and never go to sea, and you all may be rulers of the Queen's Navy.
Crew, Captain Corcoran.
It is a fine crew, Sir Joseph.
A British sailor is a splendid fellow, Captain Corcoran.
A splendid fellow indeed, Sir Joseph.
I hope you treat your crew kindly, Captain Corcoran.
Indeed, I hope so, Sir Joseph.
Never forget that they are the bulwarks of England's greatness, Captain Corcoran.
So I have always considered them, Sir Joseph.
No bullying, I trust. No strong language of any kind, eh?
Oh, never, Sir Joseph.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever, Sir Joseph. They are an excellent crew and do their work thoroughly without it.
Don't patronize them, sir. Pray don't patronize them.
Certainly not, Sir Joseph.
That you are their captain is an accident of birth. I cannot permit these noble fellows to be patronized because an accident of birth has placed you above them and them below you.
I am the last person to insult a British sailor, Sir Joseph.
You are the last person who did, Captain Corcoran. Desire that splendid seaman to step forward. No, no. The other splendid seaman.
Refractor, 3 paces to the front. March.
If what?
I beg your pardon, I don't think I understand you.
If you please.
Oh, yes, of course. If you please.
You're a remarkably fine fellow.
Yes, Your Honor.
And a first-rate seaman, I'd be bound.
There's not a smarter topman in the Navy, Your Honor, though I say who shouldn't.
Not at all. Proper self-respect, nothing more. Can you dance a hornpipe?
No, Your Honor.
That's a pity. All sailors should dance hornpipes. I will teach you one this evening, after dinner. Now tell me, don't be afraid. How does your captain treat you, eh?
A better captain. Don't walk the deck, Your Honor.
Aye!
I like to hear you speak well of your commanding officer. I dare say he don't deserve it. But still it does you credit. Can you sing?
I can hum a little, Your Honor.
Oh, then It is a song that I have composed for the use of the Royal Navy. It is designed to encourage independence of thought and action in the lower branches of the service, and to teach the principle that a British sailor is any man's equal. Excepting mine. Now, Captain Corcoran, a word with you in your cabin on a tender and sentimental subject.
Aye, aye, Sir Joseph. Bosun, in commemoration of this joyous occasion, see that extra grog is served out to the ship's company at 7 bells.
Beg pardon? If what, Your Honour?
If what? I don't think I understand you.
If you please, Your Honour.
What? The gentleman is quite right. If you please.
If you please.
For I hold that on the seas, the expression, if you please, a particularly gentlemanly tone implants.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts. His sisters and his cousins and their records of their cousins and his aunts.
Aye, Sir Joseph's a true gentleman. Courteous and considerate to the very humblest.
True, bosun, but we are not the very humblest. Sir Joseph has explained our true position to us. As he says, a British seaman is any man's equal, excepting his. And if Sir Joseph says that, is it not our duty to believe him?
Well, sir! Well, sir!
You're on a wrong tack, and so is he. He means well, but he don't know. When people have to obey other people's orders, equality's out of the question.
Horrible!
Dick Deadeye, if you go for to infuriate this year's ship's company too far, I won't answer for being able to hold them in. I'm shocked, that's what I am. Shocked.
Messmates, my mind's made up. I'll speak to the captain's daughter and tell her, like an honest man, of the honest love I have for her.
Aye.
Is not my love as good as another's?
Yes.
Is not my heart as true as another's?
Yes.
Have I not hands and eyes and ears and limbs like another?
Aye.
True, I lack birth.
You have a berth on board this very ship?
Well said, I had forgotten that. Messmates, what do you say? Do you approve my determination?
We do!
I don't! What's to be done with this here hopeless chap?
Let us sing him the song that Sir Joseph has kindly composed for us. Perhaps it will bring this here miserable creature to a proper state of mind.